In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The two remaining Democratic candidates in Colorado's U.S. Senate race came face-to-face virtually last night in a Zoom forum. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
It was the first time former Governor John Hickenlooper and former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff have participated in an event together since officially making the June 30th primary ballot. Hickenlooper highlighted his record as governor.
We expanded the health care coverage in Colorado more than any other governor in the history of the state. We were able to go out and close coal-fired electrical generation plants, replace them with wind, solar, and batteries. We're the first state to get methane regulations.
Romanoff talked about his time as State House Speaker.
I found a way to bring warring factions at the Capitol together to get things done. Teamed up with a Republican governor to provide the only relief we've seen from Tabor in 28 years. Teamed up with my friend and a Democratic treasurer named Kerry Kennedy and other advocates to create the largest investment in school construction in state history. We got things done.
The progressive group Indivisible No co-hosted the event. Both men are vying to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In other news, tolls on E-470 in Metro Denver will hold steady through 2021. The highway's governing body voted this week to continue a freeze on cost increases. Tolls range from a few dollars to nearly 50, depending on how far you're traveling. And the metro area is expecting rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News.